Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Bonnie, for the opportunity once again to share God's word. You know, it really is such a blessing to be a part of these conference calls with like-minded believers so far away. Here you guys are all the way out there in San Diego. I'm all the way up here in the mountains of Maine. And, you know, many of you on the line, my wife and Vicki and I know, but many of you guys, we've never really physically met. But you know what? I know you guys. Why? Because of God's word. It's the word that draws us all together. And I am so thankful for you guys. Well, you know, last week, Bob had folks sharing on their go-to verses. But Vicki and I, we listened to it the next day, and I got to tell you, we were so blessed. And I felt kind of inspired to share a verse that's one of my go-to verses. And I use it every day. It gets used a whole lot. No matter where I am, whether I'm watching news on the TV or I'm out and about at the store, even when I'm driving or I'm sitting in traffic, this verse not only stands out to me, but it takes me to so many other scriptures that fit so perfectly with the Word of God, in the Word of God. It makes so much sense, and it's a verse that once you hear it, you never forget it. It's only one of many go-to verses, and I'm sure all of you use it every day. Go to Numbers 23:19. It tells us that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? You know, that verse, along with many others, helped me on my journey to know God, who he is, and his will for my life. It helped me to learn that God does have a purpose for us, and that we can live a more abundant life. We can live that now as we trust in him. I was kind of curious to wow, to know we have promises in the Word of God. How many did we know? You know, I know it ain't easy now. We have so much distractions going on today. We see all the lying, the deceiving, the backstabbing, unrest in the world. I could use a lot of different adjectives to describe what's happening today. Vicki, she says the devil has a lying, cheating, gold dead, beaten, two-time, double-daring, mean, mistreating, lion heart. I'm sure you guys all know what I mean. I can use so many different adjectives. And we all know who is responsible for it. Jesus told us, told the Pharisees in John 8, actually in John 8:44, when they were trying to trip him up, he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your fathers you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lieth, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and he is the father of it. So we know who the father of lies are. So let's take a look at Titus 1 and verse 2. It tells us in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, he promised before the world began. That's a promise to us. And ain't that great to know? And you see how that one verse of scripture can open up your mind to ask all them questions? You say, glad you asked. If God's not a man, well, what is he? Jesus told us what he is. He's a spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24 tells us that. So what I wanted to show everybody tonight was that one verse, that it is so powerful. It will open doors and opportunities, and we can start conversations. Well, you know, this is not exactly what I was going to share tonight, but before I continue, after I had started putting a sharing together on trust, I was so inspired to go back in the conference call library and some of the past calls on trust. I found some pretty awesome teachings on trust by Vicki Barnhart, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen again. I'm sure they're going to bless your life because it really blessed mine. But, you know, I came across the teaching by Mike McNair, "Trust in God When You Don't Understand." I never heard this one before, and I was so touched by him. I just have to give him a big shout-out from Maine, man. Your teaching really touched us, Mike. Thanks. So like I said before, I don't know you. I don't know you all physically, but you know what? I know you guys. Well, there's three verses of scriptures that I would like to share tonight, and all these verses, we've all heard them before. But if you're like me, I need to be reminded from time to time. So let's go take a look into Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 28:25. And it tells us, says, He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that trusteth in the Lord shall be made fat. Pretty explanatory. I thought that word fat was kind of interesting. I probably wouldn't use it in today's vocabulary, but I looked it up. I looked that word up and a few translations, and most of them do use that word fat. One uses the word safe, one gratify. Strong says satisfy. Webster tells us what satisfy is. We all know what to be satisfied is. It's to fulfill the needs. Let's see. To fulfill the needs, expectations, wishes, or desires. Hey, that's pretty cool to know that God will meet our needs, our expectations, our wishes and desires. If we do what? If we trust in the Lord. Take a look in Philippians 4:19. Tells us, it says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God shall, absolutely, maybe not, maybe if, but shall. Remember, God is not a man that he should lie. If we do one thing, what? Trust him. So what is it to trust? A few definitions on trust. It's a firm belief or confidence in the honesty, the integrity, the reliability of another person or thing. It's also to have faith, to place reliability in. I like this one. To allow to do something without the fear of the outcome. Storms defines trust as bold, confident, secure, sure. So to trust God, we not only can be confident, secure, and sure. Them are great words of comfort, man, I tell you. We can have no fear of the outcome. It's great words, like I said, great words of comfort, exhortation, and it builds you up. Take a look at Proverbs 30, and in verse 5, tells us that every word of God is pure and is a shield to those who trust him. God wants us to be confident. He wants us to be secure and sure that his words are pure, that they're true, that they're pure, and there'll be a shield around us. You know, I don't know about any of you guys, but I'm sure you've all had experiences to where, you know, where I guess you want to call them close calls, that you know that that was God. I'll bet everybody's had things like that happening to them. That's what that shield of protection is. Ah, you were probably just lucky. Some people say, boy, you were in the right place at the right time. Ah, it just wasn't your time. No. That was God's shield of protection. As you trust in him, that's a pretty good verse to show people that God is not a man that he should lie. You know, it starts something, stirs up a conversation with folks. The next verse, it's another very, very familiar verse to all of us on trust, and I'm sure that all of us can recite it from memory. You know what? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Keep these verses in your mind. Let them stir up. Let them sink in and keep it on the top of your mind. Go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You probably don't even have to go there. I know most people, they got this re-memorized in their minds. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's a promise. That's what I want in my life. I want to trust and believe the word. We know trust, what is it? To put our confidence in the integrity and the honesty and the reliability of God's word. You ever wonder what the difference is between trust and belief? I can't separate them in the word. Once you believe something, you have to trust it. What is it to believe? It's an inside job. To believe something comes from the inside. It's to accept something as genuine, true, and real. It's two words you just cannot, you can separate them, but you can't separate them once you confess Romans 10:9-10 and you believe with all your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. You just can't separate the two. You remember? Can everybody remember confidence, trust, and faith all equal believing? And we know what believing equals. Believing equals receiving. And always remember that God's willingness equals his ability. God is willing and he is able to do all of his word claims and promises. So let's take a look at Psalms 91. It's another very, very familiar one to everybody, I am sure. But go to Psalms 91 and in verse 1, it tells us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Look at verse 4. He says, he shall cover thee with thy feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That's a shield that surrounds you. God so wants us to trust him. It's everywhere in the Word. He reminds us so many, many times how much he loves us. And he tells us to trust him so many places. He loves us, and he only wants the best for his kids, because God is not a man that he should lie. I would encourage everybody to go back into some of the conference call files or the previous calls and listen to Vicki's teaching on trust, and definitely check out Mikey Nair's teaching on trust in God when you don't understand. I'm telling guys, it will really bless your life. Well, like I said, we've all heard this all before, but I haven't got it all down yet. I ain't got it packed. And I need to hear it from time to time. I need to keep it simple. I'm still working on it. And I am so thankful and so blessed to be a part of God's family. So my exhortation tonight is to let's keep it simple. Trust in God, because he's not a man that he should lie. That's pretty much what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. So
yeah, maybe you could close with a word of prayer, Wally.
Okay. Well, thank you, Father, for this night. Father, I thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy and your kindness and so many things we are thankful for, God. We just thank you that we can trust you and know that your word is true and that you aren't a man that you should lie. And, Father, tonight, on my heart, I'd like to lift up all the folks that are over in Hawaii. God, let your hands of blessing and protection be around them. As you hold them in your hands, God, help them find strength and comfort or whatever it takes to pick up and carry on. God, I know them are easy words for me to say from my view, but Father, we ask that they find the strength through your word so that they can carry on, Father, and just keep on moving. So, Father, we thank you again for your Son, Jesus Christ, and what you did for us through him. And, Father, thank you again for calling each one of us by name. And for that wonderful, wonderful gift of Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father, and we trust you, and we love you. In the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.